Good evening.
各位晚安。
Looks like a lot of you all were present at the winter conference, so see some familiar faces.
我看到很多熟悉的面孔。2011年的冬令会看到大家。
Well, this evening we are going to talk about text and hermeneutics. If you guys are interested in my notes, I do have this here. You can scan this QR code or you can write down the shortened URL. If you don't know what a QR code is, that's okay. Just jot down that shortened URL, the web link, and you can get my notes.
大家如果希望今天得到今天晚上的讲章的话，大家可以抄下来他那个网站。
So what does the Bible say about homosexuality?
圣经怎么讲同性恋的呢？
I think many evangelical Christians, we say, well, that's obvious. It's a sin.
大家这个基督徒可能会讲，那不是很明显吗？就是犯罪呀。
But there's more and more among Christians in the church where they're questioning that traditional teaching.
但是有很多基督徒都开始在怀疑这个传统的基督教 教训有关同性
恋。And people say, no, the Bible doesn't teach that homosexuality is a sin.
但是说圣经上并没有教导同性恋是犯罪呀。
Or they might say, well, it's condemning a type of homosexual sin, but not loving monogamousadult gay relationships.
但是他可能是批评圣经可能批评某种的同性恋并不是讲他们之间的很爱的关系啊。
So I think it's important that we look at this question. What does the Bible really say?
因此很重要我们来看看圣经是怎么说的。
And we need to, I think it's good for us to be familiar how others are looking at the Bible.
而且要很对别人怎么看圣经来熟悉一下。
But I want to be clear that this is not good information for us to see this as ways that we can go and debate with other people.
大家不要把这样子的今天晚上学的拿来当作好像要跟别人争论的一个话。
As if it's more ammunition that we can fight with others, go to war.
也不是大家拿来好像要跟别人要开始开战了。
Because ultimately, I mean, I hope that we want to lead people to Christ.
最后我总是希望大家知道我们主要的目的是要把别人带到神面前。
But that's never done through debating.
把人带到神面前从来没有办法用这个用争论的方法把他带到神面前。
But I think this is good information for us.
但是今天晚上要讨论的对我们来讲是一个很好的信息。
And it's good information for Christians.
对我们基督徒来讲也是非常重要很好的。
Because even among evangelical Christians, there is now question about this. There's doubt. We are uncertain.
因为现在甚至福音派的基督徒都有点开始在怀疑。
Especially some of the assertions, arguments that are made, we don't know how to respond to them.
甚至有一些他们同性恋的主张或一些话语，我们不知道怎么反应。
So before becoming a Christian, I wasn't raised in a Christian home.
在我成为基督徒之前，我不是在一个基督教家庭长大的。
And I struggled with homosexual feelings from a young age.
我在从小就有同性恋的这个倾向。
I came out of the closet, came out to my parents, but that crisis brought my parents to faith.
但是我这样子的经验把我的父母亲带到神面前。
They became Christian while I kept going in the opposite direction.
他们成为基督徒那时候我还走着一个很不好的方向。
And I wanted nothing to do with Christians because I didn't think there was anything wrong with being gay.
那时候我自己是一个同性恋的，我不觉得有什么错。
Well, unfortunately, while I was pursuing my doctorate in dentistry, I got involved in drugs.
但我在读我的牙科的这个博士的学位的时候，我在经营这个毒品。
And not all gays and lesbians do drugs or promiscuous. That's unfortunately part of my story.
但是不是所有同性恋都会经营毒品，但是我是经营了毒品。
So I started doing drugs. I eventually got kicked out of dental school, and eventually, after a few more years after that, I got arrested.
那我就因为使用毒品，然后我后来被学校开除，然后几年之后我进了监狱。
And in prison, I found a Bible in the trash can.
在监狱里头，我从垃圾桶里头找到了圣经。
And I began reading this Bible.
然后我就开始读。
And I came across those passages that we're going to talk about today.
然后今天晚上有一些经文就是我当时所读的。
So I went to a prison chaplain, and because I had some questions, and I wanted to know what he thought about these passages.
那我到监狱的牧师那儿去，我就问他这些经文什么意思呢？
And I was so surprised that this chaplain actually told me that the Bible doesn't condemn homosexuality.
那我很讶异，就是说这个监狱的牧师竟然跟我讲圣经没有这个责怪这个同性恋。
And he gave me a book explaining that view.
他给了我一本书。
And so I began reading it.
然后我就读那本书。
And it went over some of these things that we will talk about.
今天晚上我们要讲的。
But I at that time I didn't even have any seminary education.
在那个时候我并没有任何的神学教育。
But I felt that if I was going to read this book, I should also have the Bible next to it.
那我想，那牧师给我的那本书读的时候，我最好还是参照一下圣经，看看怎么说。
So I began reading this book, and when it mentioned the Bible, I would go to the Bible and I would read not just the verse, but the chapter and the whole book.
我看的那本书讲到圣经的地方，我就看圣经，不仅看圣经，而且是那个经节的上下文。
And I realized that it was distorting and taking things out of context.
那我就发现那本书实在是断章取义。
So I just began reading the Bible.
所以我干脆就读圣经。
And I gave the book back to the chaplain.
然后我就把那本书还给那个监牧。
Well, over time, after I got out of prison, I went to seminary.
后来我在监狱出来之后，我就到神学院念书。
God called me to ministry.
神呼召我成为一个传道人。
And I had the opportunity to study both the Hebrew and study both Hebrew and Greek.
我有很有机会，我就有机会来修这个希腊文，还有这个希伯来文。
Not just in Bible college, seminary, and in my doctorate program as well.
我不仅在我的这个在我的神学院念的，我在我的博士论文里头也念了这本书。
And it only confirmed what the church has taught for 2,000 years.
Yeah, 我再次的肯定教会里头所教导的，两千年来教导的。
And so I'm able to use that Greek and Hebrew that I've learned to now understand what.The Bible talks about sexuality.
我很高兴我可以用我的希伯来文跟这个希腊文的这个所学的来看看圣经是怎么说的。
So as we look first at what the Bible says, I think it's important for us to understand how we study the Bible.
首先我们要很重要来看看我们是怎么样子来解释来读圣经的。
Hermeneutics is a big word, but that's talking about how we study how we interpret the Bible.
释经学就是在讲我们怎么样解释圣经。
It's the principles of interpretation.
它是解释圣经的原则。
So those of us who hold to a traditional view of sexuality.
对我们来讲，有一些传统派的观念，对这个性欲传统派的观念的。
We believe that God has reserved sexual intimacy for husband and wife in marriage.
那我们相信神把这个性的关系是保留在丈夫与妻子。
We would call that a traditional view of sexuality.
我们把那称为传统派的观点。
We have a prioritization of how we interpret the Bible.
那我们就有一些对这解释圣经有几个这个次序。
So we believe Scripture is most important.
我们相信圣经是最重要的。
It's inerrant, it's infallible, it's the final word on faith and ethics.
圣经是无错误的。
And underneath that, we have reason and science.
然后呢，我们用推理跟科学来支持它。
We believe that the science and the Bible should not contradict each other.
我们相信，科学跟圣经不会冲突的。
If the Bible is truth, well, then all other truth should agree with that.
那如果圣经是真理的话呢，其他的真理绝对不会跟它有抵触。
And then underneath that, we have our experiences.
然后再来，我们有我们的经验来支持。
Our experience is important.
我们的经验是重要的。
And it can help us understand the Bible.
它可以帮助我们了解圣经。
But our experience should never reinterpret the Bible.
但是我们不能用我们的经验来解释圣经。
So what happens though, those who have a different view of their view of sexuality.
对那些存不同观点的人,
those who believe that God does doesn't say that this is wrong.
他们不觉得神有对同性恋讲说这是错的。
And they actually say, oh, well, God would bless monogamous gay relationships.
那他们甚至讲说，哎，神会祝福这样的同性恋的关系。
They have what we call it inverted hermeneutics.
他们就反过来解释圣经。
I would call this a revisionist view of sexuality.
我们就称他们叫三改派的观点。
It's where they have experience has almost trumped everything else.
他们把经验摆在最上面。
Seldom do I hear someone who's moved from a traditional view of sexuality to a revisionist view of sexuality whose story didn't go something like this.
那我们来听听看，有些人他们的观点从三改派到传统派，他们就这样子讲。
They say, "Well, my son is gay."
他说我儿子。是一个同性恋。
Or my best friend is gay.
他说我的最好朋友是同性恋。
Or they'll say, or I am gay.
那他说或者说他说我就是同性恋的。
And we love Jesus.
那我们也爱耶稣啊。
So how could this be wrong?
那有什么错呢？
And so what happens is their experience then trumps everything else.
那问题就在他们的经验就主导了一切。
Then reason and science comes after that.
然后他们这个推理跟科学在后面再接着。
But still above the word of God.
但他们把这些东西都放在经文之上。
Because people will say, well, we know so much more about sexuality than we do today.
他们会说，哦，我们对性欲了解的多好多。
Compared to 2,000 years ago, the writers of the Bible, they did not know about sexuality.
我们比那些2,000年前写圣经的人懂得多了。
They're ignorant back then.
他们根本就不懂，那时候的人都不懂。
Paul didn't understand sexuality.
保罗根本不了解什么是性欲。
He didn't know about that two men or two women could really love one another.
他不懂为什么两个男的跟两个女的会相爱。
They just knew a different form of homosexuality.
他们了解的只是不同的同性恋。
So that's then...that's making reason and science somehow more important than scripture.
所以他们就把这个科学呢，把变得比这个经文更重要。
And when they say that Paul didn't understand about sexuality,
当他们说保罗不懂同性恋的时候，
well, we could argue about that, but I don't think we can argue that God doesn't know much about sexuality.
我们可以跟他们争论，但是我们没有办法争论说，哎，神不懂同性恋。
And then underneath that is scripture.
然后在那个下面就是经文。
And people who hold to a revisionist view wouldn't say that the Bible is not important.
他们这是三改派的观念，就是说圣经不是最重要的。
But they will say, oh no, it is important.
他们说圣经是重要。
But it's, you know, I mean, it only touches on homosexuality 6 times in the Bible.
但是它重要是重要，但是整个经文才讲了6次同性恋。
And that's not a lot.
不是讲很多呀。
So it's not a big deal.
所以干嘛小题大做？
And when people say that, I want to ask, well, how many more times does it need to be mentioned to become a big deal?
那到底我就要问他们说，到底要讲几次才能变成重要呢？
7 times?
7次吗？
8 times?
8次吗？
10 times?
12 times? 12次吗？
How many of you guys are parents?
有多少人是父母亲的？
Okay, if you said something to your children 6 times, would that be a big deal?
如果你对你小孩说了6次，是不是很重要呢？
Three times should be enough.
3次应该够了。
So if God says something to us 6 times, that should still be a big deal.
所以如果神讲了6次，应该是很重要了。
If God just says something 1 time, that should be a big deal already.
如果神讲了一次，其实就已经很重要了。
But or people will say, well, the Bible is really about love.
但是他们会讲说，圣经是主要是讲爱呀。
Well, and aren't we called to love one another?
难道我们不是被呼召来就是要互相相爱吗？
And that gives a simplistic view of love.
那就对爱的解释太简单了。
That somehow love is about don't judge me.
那爱的观点就好像说，哎，不要来批评我。
Isn't that the worldly view of love? Don't judge me.
是不是这个世界就讲说爱就是不要我们就是希望世界不要来批评我呢
But that's not a biblical view of love.
但是那不是圣经的观点。
So we find here the people's hermeneutics is inverted.
所以那个三改派的观念是反过来解释圣经的。
So let's now look at the different passages in the Bible that touch on homosexuality.
那我们现在来看看圣经里头讲同性恋的一些经文。
And we'll start with the Old Testament.
我们从旧约开始。
Genesis 19.
在创世纪第19章开始。
And it's important as we look at these Old Testament passages.
我们来看旧约是很重要的事。
That we realize that, of course, not everything in the Old Testament we follow today.
我们不是遵循旧约所讲的一切。
There's some things that apply to us today, and there's some things that we don't.
有些对我们今天适用，有些并不适用。
Like in the Old Testament, they were commanded to make sacrifices to the temple.
他们在旧约里头有提到，就是说他们是在在那个圣殿里头要。放祭物的
But we don't do that anymore.
但我们今天并不这么做。
So of course, there are some things that we do that follow in the Old Testament, some things that we don't follow.
有些旧约我们今天有遵行，有些并不遵行。
And so that's an important discussion to have. How do we know the things in the Old Testament we still follow? How do we know some things in the Old Testament we don't follow?
所以就很重要来知道到底什么我们今天要遵行，什么我们不遵行。
But let's hold that thought, and I'm going to talk about that at the end.
那我们先把那个先暂时来。
But let's first look at what does the Old Testament these passages say. We're going to look at the Old Testament passages and the New Testament passages.
我们来看看旧约到底怎么说，也看看新约到底怎么说。
Because before we talk about well, how do we decide what we found in the Old Testament, we need to first see what does the Old Testament say.
我们来看看旧约，先看看旧约怎么说再说。
So Genesis 19, this is about how the city of Sodom was destroyed.
这十九章在创世纪讲到索多玛、俄摩拉被毁灭的事。
This was tradition. This is traditionally taken to mean that Sodom was destroyed because of the sin of homosexuality.
对传统派的人，他们是认为索多玛、俄摩拉被毁灭主要是同性恋的关系。
So is that true or not?
到底是真的还是假的？
How do people get around this?
到底人我们怎么来解释的？
So let me first present the revisionist view, how they think that the Bible doesn't condemn homosexuality.
好，我们先来看看三改派的人来看怎么看这段经文，他们怎么样说神并没有批评同性恋的。
So first of all, they say this wasn't the sin of homosexuality, but it's the sin of gang rape.
他们讲说这段经文并不是讲同性恋，他们是讲到轮奸的罪。
So they look at Genesis 19.
他们看十九章。
And this is when the men of Sodom, they banged on the door of Lot.
他们就是有人来敲罗德的门。
And they said they wanted to have sex with those men, the visitors, who were really angels.
这些敲门的人说我要跟那个这个来探访的那个里面的人。
And so they're saying, so what is being condemned in Genesis 19 is gang rape, not loving monogamous gay relationships.
他们要求把那个人交出来，让我们为所欲为。那他们讲的说，这里讲的就是轮奸，并不是讲同性恋。
Because in the time of ancient Israel, the nations around Israel, what was common was gang rape during a time of war.
在古以色列他们住的地方的旁边对这种轮奸的事情是很平常的。
When one nation would fight against another nation and one conquered another, they would often take men prisoner.
当一个国家打另外一个国，然后他们常常把输的那边的人把他抓来。
And then they would, as a form of domination to humiliate the men, they would rape them.
他们为了要羞辱他们，他们做的就是对他们强暴。
And that wasn't necessarily a form of sex, but it was actually a form of humiliation to degrade the prisoners.
他们这样做就是羞辱那些被那些囚犯。
So those who hold to this view say that is what is being condemned, not loving gay relationships.
所以这三改派的就是说神所不喜欢的主要就是轮奸这个事情，并不是讲同性恋。
So that's one perspective.
那是一个看点。
The other perspective is saying that Sodom was not destroyed because of homosexuality; they were destroyed because of inhospitality.
另外一个看法是说，索多玛、俄摩拉被毁灭，并不是因为同性恋，而是因为他们不关心别人。
Because these were guests of the city of Sodom.
这些因为这边他们来了两个。两个客人
and they should have shown them hospitality and been nice to them and had them over to their homes and treated them well.
他们应该把这客人好好的带到家里，好好的款待客人。
Because in ancient times, hospitality was very important.
在古时候，这个款待客人这是很重要的。
And it's talked about in the Old Testament and the New Testament that we are to show hospitality to those who are strangers and aliens.
而且在旧约、新约都有教导，我们对客人要接待。
In addition.People who hold to this view say that, well, in addition, when you look at the word Sodom outside the book of Genesis, which happens 27 different times,
同时我们在看索多玛，除了在这个十九章之外，有二十七处讲到索多玛。
Not once is it mentioned, is homosexuality mentioned, in context.
从来在别地方没有讲到同性恋的。
In addition, if we go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 16,
如果我们来翻到这个以西结书第十六章
Verse 49 it says,
四十九节
It says, now this was a sin of your sister Sodom. So we should listen up and say, what is the sin of your sister Sodom?
他说看啊你妹妹索多玛的罪孽是这样的那我们来听听看什么罪孽呢
She and her daughters were arrogant, overfed, unconcerned. They did not help the poor and needy.
她和她的众女都心骄气傲粮食饱足大享安逸并没有扶助困苦和贫乏人的手
So we look, hear that verse and it doesn't sound like homosexuality
所以你们看啊这个经文并没有讲到同性恋啊
And also people who hold to this view then go to the New Testament and look at Matthew chapter 10 verse 14 and 15 Jesus says this
同时他们讲说那我们再看看新约啊第马太福音第十章十四到十五节里头耶稣这么讲啊
If Jesus says, if anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town. I tell you the truth, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town.
他说凡不接待你们不听你们话的人你们离开那家或那城的时候就把脚上的尘土剁下来。我实在告诉你们，当审判的日子，索多玛和俄摩拉所受的比那城还容易了。
So we see, you know, in that context, it sounds like hospitality.
所以他们持这观点的就说，神其实在责备他们不接待客人。
So I'm just presenting this view, and I'm going to kind of respond to it in a minute. But I just want to present all the different views first.
我现在只是跟大家讲一下三改派的观点，然后我等一下来做回应。
In addition, when people say this is the sin of inhospitality, they say, well, let's look at the Hebrew.
那我们来看看希伯来书。
So, when in Genesis 19:5, it says that the men of Sodom banged on the door and they said, bring these men out so that we can have sex with them.
我们来看看希伯来文，他说在十九章里头。他们讲到说 那些人把他带出来说我们可以为所欲为对他有性行为。
That word to have sex with in the Hebrew literally means to know.
在那个有跟他们有性行为那个字在希伯来文里头讲到就是了解的意思。
And so really to know should not be translated as to have sex.
那了解并不应该解释成发生性行为啊。
Because that word in the Hebrew to know it occurs 943 times. It's a lot of times.
那个因为这了解这个字在整本圣经里头讲了九百多次。
And only 15 times out of 943 times is it means to have sex with.
那只有十五次从九百四十三次里头只有十五次讲到发生性行为。
So it's a very rarely used definition, so we shouldn't use that definition here, so the argument goes.
他说这种解释是很少的几率，所以我们不应该用发生性行为来解释这里这段圣经。
In addition, it's talked about Lot. He should not have been the one that was showing hospitality. It should have been the elders of the city who was showing hospitality.
同时他们讲到这个罗德不应该是来对这些接待这些客人的而是当那个城里头的长老们应该来接待的
Because Lot wasn't from that city, he was actually just a sojourner
因为这个罗德他只是外地过来住的他不是内地人
And it should have been the people who were born there that were showing hospitality, but he was the one that was doing it, and so he was going against the culture norms.
应该是当地的人来接待这些客人的，所以罗德其实没有遵守当地的风俗。
So we have the sin of gang rape, sin of inhospitality, and the third one.
然后我们现在就讲看讲了三个他们这些三改派的观点，一个是这个人间的罪，一个是不接待客人的罪，另外就是罗德的这个
The third one is that that the men of Sodom wanted to have sex with angels.
第三个罪，他们讲说，哎，这个索罗马俄摩拉的人其实是想要跟天使发生关系。
Because as we look actually in Jude verse 7,
在犹大书第七节。
It talks about how it says just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, they in the same way indulged in gross immorality and went after strange flesh. So people say, well, what does strange flesh? Maybe that means they wanted to not. This wasn't talking about homosexuality, but actually they wanted to have sex with angels, and that is the sin.
就是说，又如索多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从逆性的情欲。他们这里讲说，他们想要跟天使发生关系。
So how do we respond to these? The sin of gang rape, sin of inhospitality, and wanted to have sex with angels.
所以我们对于这三改派他们的观点，对这十九章的解释，这三个观点，我们来怎么做回应呢？
So first of all, sin of gang rape. Well, I think they were guilty of wanting to gang rape the guests, but they were also guilty of homosexuality.
我们第一个观点就是讲到这个轮奸的事。我相信他们是讲这个神是不喜欢这个轮奸的，但是这里也讲，同时讲到同性恋。
It's important for us to know what is the meaning of Genesis 18 and 19.
很重要，我们来看看《创世纪》十八、十九章到底在讲什么。
Because often people say, well, Sodom and Gomorrah, they were destroyed because of homosexuality.
很多人会讲说，哦，索多玛、俄摩拉就是因为同性恋被毁灭的。
But I actually think that this isn't very accurate.
但是我其实我觉得不是完全正确。
Because they were not only destroyed because of homosexuality.
他们不仅仅是为了同性恋被毁灭。
We see in Genesis 13 and in Genesis 18, it talks about Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them.
我们看到这个创世纪十三章跟十八章讲到这些索多玛、俄摩拉周围的事情。
And it talks about how the people of these cities were exceedingly wicked.
他们讲到这城市里的人是多么的邪恶。
And they so exceedingly wicked. I mean, that sounds like they weren't just guilty of one sin, but probably guilty of a lot of sins.
他们非常邪恶，就表示他们不仅仅是有一种罪，可能有还有很多其他的罪恶。
To the point where the outcry of the sins rose to heaven.
一直到罪恶满盈，到神真是受不了。
So it's most likely that these people of Sodom were guilty of many sins.
很可能这索罗马俄摩拉的人就是有很多的罪恶。
So not only were they guilty of wanting to gang rape these guests, but they were also guilty of wanting to have homosexual sex.
他们不仅是犯轮奸的罪，其实他们也犯同性恋的罪。
So not only were they just guilty of gang rape and hospitality, but they're also guilty of inhospitality. They were guilty of many, many sins.
他们甚至不接待人也是一个罪。
And it's important, so that one verse in Ezekiel 16 where it says, this was the sin of your sister Sodom.
这很重要，在以西结书十六章里头讲到，这就是索罗马所犯的罪。
Where it talks about arrogance, pride, not taking care of the poor and needy.
他这里讲到心骄气傲，大想安逸，并没有扶助困苦和穷乏人的手。
We need to look at the very next verse in verse 50.
我们同时也要看以西结十六章第五十节。
It says they, meaning Sodom, the men of Sodom, they were haughty and did abominations before me.
他们狂傲，在我面前行可憎的事。
That word abomination in Hebrew is the Hebrew word tovah.
在这可憎的事，在希伯来文讲 tovah.
And that word tovah, abomination, is the very word that we find in Leviticus 18:22 and 20:13.
那个也是我们同样的字，我们在利未记里头十八章十九节也发现。
And those are the other two times in the Old Testament where it's talked about homosexuality, and we'll talk about that in just a moment.
我马上就要讲到，在那两处经文里头讲的就是同性恋。
And that word abomination is a very strong word.
那可憎的事是很严重的一句话。
And it is linked with sin.
但是跟罪是连在一起的。
And Ezekiel, who was writing through, moved by the Holy Spirit,
以西结被神的灵感动所写的。
And he was a prophet.
他是一个先知。
Linked the sin of Sodom with the sin that we find in Leviticus 18:22 and 20:13.
他把这样的罪从这里跟这个利未记里头连在一起。
So it's important then for us to know, well, what's the sin of that's mentioned in Leviticus?
所以就很重要来看看利未记里头讲的是
什么。So we'll talk about that in just a moment, but I want to finish going through these points.
我马上就要提到利未记里头讲，但是让我先结束我要讲的这里要讲。
So when I also mentioned that people who hold to this view, they say that Hebrew word yada should not be translated as to have sex with. It's just to know.
另外一派的人讲说，这个yada这个字不应该。把它翻译成说有性行为，应该翻译成就是了解。
Well, we need to see that we find definition for a word according to context.
那我们就要清楚知道，我们来看经文的意思要看上下文。
And in context, we do find that it helps us understand a word.
那我们从上下文就可以帮助我们了解这字什么意思。
So that word in actually Genesis 4, we find that word.
在我们在同样在这个创世纪第四章就发现这个字的意思。
In Genesis 4:1, we find that it says Adam lay with or knew his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain.
他说那人与他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐。
I like how in Chinese they use 同房 They shared a home. So even there in Chinese, what do we know? What's the context of that? So if you share a home, are you going to get pregnant?
所以这里就讲到中文讲的。
So you better watch out. Don't go into someone's home because you might get pregnant.
中文讲同房就是有性行为的意思。
But we know it by context, right?
我们是从上下文就了解到这个同房这个意思了。
Because it says Adam knew or shared a home, right? Isn't that what it means? 同房。
同房。
Share a home. And she became pregnant.
所以这里就讲到亚当跟他的妻子夏娃同房，就是有性行为，夏娃就怀孕了。
So was Adam and Eve, were they just hanging out, maybe playing Monopoly or playing cards, and oh, she got pregnant?
那亚当跟夏娃不是就在外面玩一玩就生了孩子了，不是这样的。
No, of course not. It's we read it in context. They knew each other intimately, sexually.
我们读上下文就知道亚当跟夏娃他们是有亲密的关系，他们有了性关系就生了该隐。
So context always helps us to understand these verses.
所以上下文帮助我们了解这个字的意思。
And in context, that word to know or yada in Hebrew occurs in the same chapter.
同样，这个 yada 在上下文里头，我们也可以找到在别地方。
So three verses later in Genesis 19:8, Lot says, "Oh, here have my daughters who've never known a man."
在第十九章第八节里头，他说：“我有两个女儿，她们还是处女，那从来没有认识过男人。”
And so, you know, is it possible that Lot's daughters never knew a man before, never, you know, met men before? Oh, that's what a man looks like. I've never seen a man before. Is that possible?
难道这真讲说，这罗德的两个女儿从来没见过男人吗？不用那个了解那个意思通行得通吗
？I mean, I don't know. Maybe they were homeschooled. That could be possible.
我也许他们是在家里念书的，从来没有见过其他的男人。
But obviously, they met men before. They just never knew them intimately, sexually.
那当然的解释就是说， 他们当然见过其他男人，只是说他们还是处女，还没跟别人发生性关系。
That they were virgins.
他们还是处女。
And we even see later on in this chapter how actually Lot's daughters, they were engaged to men.
那我们同样在同一章的后面就看到这两个女儿刚刚跟别人订了婚了。
But they just never had sex.
只是说他们还没跟别人发生性关系。
So we know in context that this to know certainly has a sexual connotation.
那我们就知道从这个上下经文就了解这个字是确实是有性关系的意思。
And even in Judges 19, that's a parallel chapter with Judges 19.
那在平行经文里头也看到在士师记第十九章里头也有出现这个字。
This is the chapter where a Levite has a concubine and she runs off and he chases after her.
这里讲到利未人有个妾，他跑走了，那个利未人就去追他那个妾。
Finds her, brings her back. They stop in the city of Gibeah.
然后他就把那个妾找回来了，他们就到基比亚去。
And there, it's the same story almost exactly as we find with Lot. And they actually, the men of Gibeah, bang on the door, they want to have sex with the Levite, but instead have sex with the concubine all night long.
几乎同样的故事重复，跟刚刚那个十九章，创世纪十九章重复，就是这里的基比亚的人来敲门，又想要跟这个利未人有性关系，
but,
但是他们就把他的妾给了他们。
But we see clearly that the men of Gibeah were having sex with the concubine. They weren't just playing cards all night.
很明显的他们并不是说整个晚上就是在跟那个他的那个人的妾 就打桥牌、哦、不是的，他们是跟他有性关系的。
So we see that these assertions are not consistent with scripture.
所以我们可以发现那些人的解释，那些主张并跟圣经上下文来讲是不合理的。
Or when people talk about, well,Lot shouldn't have been the one showing, he shouldn't have been the one that was showing hospitality. It should have been the elders of the city.
那我们也可以讲到这个罗德不应该是来接待外人，应该是当地的长老们出来接待外人呢。
Well, if that's true, then Lot should have been the one that was punished if he was doing something wrong, but he wasn't punished.
但是如果是这样子的话，罗德应该是被审判的啊。可是这里并不是这样子的结果。
So we see that it's the men of Sodom were guilty of gang rape and homosexuality. They were guilty of gang rape. I'm sorry, gang rape and homosexuality and inhospitality and homosexuality.
我们就可以发现，索罗马、俄摩拉的人这边所犯的就是有同性恋，还有这个轮奸的罪，还有对客人不接待的罪。
Well, how about wanting to have sex with angels?
那对跟这个天使有性关系又怎么解释呢？
Well, that's very unlikely because the men of Sodom didn't know that they were angels.
这是不合理的解释，因为这些索罗马、俄摩拉的人并不知道那两个来客是天使。
When they banged on Lot's door, they didn't say bring these angels out so we can have sex with them. They said bring these men out.
他们敲罗德的门时候并没有说把那两个天使带出来，他说把那两个人带出来。
So now let's move on to Leviticus. Remember I mentioned that the prophet Ezekiel talked about Leviticus and linked the sin of Leviticus to the sin of Sodom.
那我们现在来看利未记，刚刚我提到了这个以西结先知有提到利未记里头，有用同样的字跟利未记里头一样。
So Leviticus is the passage that talks about that a man should not lie with a male,as one lies with a female, it is an abomination.
在利未记第十八章二十二节就讲到说，不可与男人苟合，像与女人一样，这本是可憎恶的。
And Leviticus 20:13 says, if there's a man who lies with a male as those who lie with a woman, both have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood guiltiness is upon them.
在利未记二十章十三节说，人若与男人苟合，像与女人一样，他们二人行了可憎的事，总要把他们致死，罪要归到他们身上。
So most evangelicals, when we read that, we think, wow, that's so clear. How in the world can you say that the Bible doesn't say that homosexuality does not say that this is a sin?
那我们就很明显，对我们福音派的人一看就很了解知道，圣经怎么可能不说是这个同性恋是罪呢？
Well, let me explain how people do that.
那我们来看看人这些三改派的人是怎么讲的。
So first of all, people say the Bible isn't condemning loving gay relationships. It's condemning the temple prostitution that happens in pagan worship.
那三改派的人就说，这圣经这些章节讲的并不是就是说同性恋，而是讲到庙祭的事情。
Because in the ancient world, there was a lot of idolatry that happened.
因为在古代，在庙祭，很多这个拜偶像的事情发生。
For example, in Leviticus 18:21, the verse right before,
我们看利未记第十八章。
It talks about an idol, a pagan god named Molech.
这里就提到有一个这个外邦人的神叫摩拉摩洛。
And this pagan god, this false god, people would actually worship this god and by sacrificing their children.
他们这些人甚至会把自己的小孩献祭给这个摩洛。
So Leviticus 18:21 says, don't do that. Don't sacrifice your children to Molech.
这里就在利未记第十八章里头就教我们不要让你的儿女金火归于摩洛。
And then the following verse is the verse talking about don't, a man should not lie with a male as one lies with a woman.
然后就讲到不可与男人苟合，像与女人一样。
So this is where people who hold to a revisionist view try to use context to prove their point.
这就可以看到就是说这些三改派的人用一些经文来解释他们讲庙祭的这个言论。
And so they say, so verse 21 is talking about idolatry, so verse 22 must also be talking about idolatry.
他们就说21节讲到这个是庙里头这个庙这个假神的这个事情，那二十二节当然讲的也是跟庙祭的事情一样啊。
So not only do they sacrifice children in some pagan god temple, they sometimes then also actually have sex in the temple as a form of worship.
他们不仅在这个庙里头让儿女金火归于那个假神，同时他们在庙里头也有性关系。
They call it fertility rites.
他们就说那是这种他们fertility rite. Yeah, yeah. 就是让他们能够更有这个生产力吧。
Because it's believed back then they believed that if they wanted to have fruitful harvest, they believed rain was the god of the sky actually having sex with Mother Earth. So they believe that somehow, you know, all that they were praying for rain, and the way they did that was they would actually go to these idol temples and have sex with the priests and priestesses.
他们就是在那些庙里头跟这些庙祭发生性关系，然后他们就认为这个好像那个神假神跟人地上的人有关系的话，就好像神会祝福这个地一样。
So then these the people men would usually go and have sex with the priestesses.
他们这个男人就常到庙里头去跟女的祭司有性关系。
And since many of the men they were farmers themselves, they wanted to have plentiful harvest.
那因为这些男人常常是一个种田的人，所以他们希望他们田能够出产众多，所以他们就到庙里头去跟那个庙祭有关系。
But there would also be male priests there that would dress up as women, and so they would also go through these fertility rites.
但是同样的，在那些庙里头也有男妓，所以这些男人去也就跟那些男妓发生关系。
So those who hold to this perspective, they say that is what is being condemned here. It's the male temple prostitution.
所以持这个三改派的观点就是说，他们说这里讲的就是跟男妓发生关系，
but not loving gay relationships，
而不是讲到那种同性恋之间很相爱的关系。
So really loving gay sex is okay, just not gay sex in a pagan idol temple。
所以他们讲到就是说同性恋的性行为应该是可以的，只是不可以在神庙里头做。
Or people will look at that word abomination.
或甚至我们来看看人家来看怎么看这个可憎恶的这个字。
An abomination, they will say, doesn't refer to an immoral thing. It doesn't refer to sin. It refers to uncleanness.
这里讲到他们就会解释说可憎恶的事并不是讲到有罪而是只是讲到一些不洁净的东西
For example, did you know that the Bible says that the eagle is an abomination?
难道你们不知道这个圣经讲到很多东西像老鹰就是污秽的东西
And we live in America and our symbol is the bald eagle
那我们在美国我们的国家的这个商标我们的标志就是一只秃鹰
When we don't believe that the bald eagle is an abomination, do we?
那我们不相信秃鹰是不洁净的 right?
So of course, we don't, then why would we think that homosexuality is an abomination?
那我们干嘛认为他们这些做的这些事是不洁净的呢
And also, the Bible says that shellfish is an abomination.
那同样我们也在圣经里头看到讲到这个带壳的鱼是不洁净的。
In Chinese, we love our shellfish.
那我们中国人都很喜欢吃虾。
Right, we love crabs, shrimp, lobster.
虾、龙虾，这个螃蟹啊，好好吃。
So, of course, we don't think those are abomination.
我们不相信那些是可憎的啊，污秽的呀。
I mean, and even, of course, Chinese, I mean, we can't eat without pork.
同样，我们中国人也不能不吃猪肉啊。
And Bible says that we can't. You're not eat, supposed to eat pork.
那圣经上确实有讲，猪是不洁净的。
So if we do those things, then why are we still holding to this rule on homosexuality?
那我们那些如果我们都做那些事，吃那些东西，干嘛我们这么斤斤计较？这些人做这些事是不洁净的呢
？Or people will even say, "Well, the Old Testament doesn't apply to us anymore."
甚至他们会讲说，旧约很多东西对我们现今已经不适应了。
And specifically.Leviticus chapters 18, 19, and 20 is also called the Holiness Code.
特别是在立位记第18章19章20章是讲到圣洁的事。
And we don't follow those things anymore.
我们今天已经不做这样的了。
There's things that the Bible mentions that we don't obey, such as having sex or touching a woman during her menstrual period.
我们很多像女人行经不洁净的时候，不跟她们有房。
Or mating different animals.
或是这个这个动物不可以杂交。
Or mixing seed, mixing fabric.
或是不可以混合种子去种地。
Any of you wearing clothes with cotton, maybe synthetic blend? That, according to the Bible, is wrong.
甚至我们那时候有讲到，我们不可以混着布料来做衣服。
Or men, if you've cut your sideburns.
也不可以剃两鬓的这个胡须。
And I know Chinese, we don't really have to shave, but you know the two hairs that we have there.
我们中国人其实也不用这个把这两个毛把它剃掉。
So that doesn't really bother us much. But you know, according to the Bible, we're not to do these things.
对圣经来讲，我们不应该做这些事的。
So why are we still holding to what the Bible teaches about homosexuality?
所以我们今天这些事都做了，那干嘛还这么斤斤计较？他们不能做这些呢
？Well, let me go through these arguments.
好，我一个一个来回应。
So first of all,
第一
，How about is the Bible just condemning male temple prostitution?
圣经真的是在这里讲到，而且斥责是庙妓吗
？Well, there's a specific word for male temple prostitute in Hebrew.
在希伯来文里头，对庙妓有一个特别的字。
And it's the Hebrew word kedashim.
这个希伯来文 kedashim.
And that word we find in Deuteronomy, and we find that word in Job.
我们在在不同的圣经经文里头有生命记有提到这个字。
And it's also inconsistent with context.
而且不是很吻合的，就是说上下文不是很吻合的。
Because if we're trying to limit the scope of this sin and saying, oh, it doesn't apply to loving gay relationships.
如果我们只是要把它局限在不是只是对这个同性恋互相相爱的方面。
It's only referring to gay sex in a temple.
而且它只是讲到庙妓的性关系在。庙里头的性关系。
Well, does that apply to any other sins that are mentioned here?
那对其他的罪同样适应吗
？Because incest is mentioned in Leviticus 18.
乱伦在立位记也被提到啦。
Because so is incest actually okay if you do it lovingly?
那 你如果乱伦，你互相相爱，有了乱伦，可以做吗？
Just don't do incest when you're worshiping an idol.
只是你在在这个拜这个偶像的时候，别这么做。
Don't do it, you know. Or adultery is mentioned. So adultery, it's really okay. Just don't do that in the idol temple.
那建议也是可以的，只是不要在庙里头做。
Or how about bestiality is also mentioned?
好不，跟兽迎合是不是也可以做呢？
So just do that in a loving way, which I'm not too sure how you would do that. But don't do that in an idol temple, pagan idol temple.
就是你跟兽互相相爱，只是不要在庙里头做，这样可以吗？
Or Leviticus 18:21, sacrificing your children. Oh, it's really okay to sacrifice your children, which I know parents you sometimes want to do. But don't do that when worshiping an idol.
这里也讲说，不可使你的儿女惊火。那你只要不要在这个庙里头做就好了。
Of course, I mean, we see none of these other ones are limiting the scope of this of a universal sin. So why are we trying to limit the scope of this universal sin?
所以我们可以看到，这个我们并不局限，把这些作为局限在这样子的作为里头。
And also, that word abomination, it does refer to immorality.
同样，这里讲到可憎的事，确实是跟不道德是有关的。
And in Proverbs 6, we find that that word does refer to immorality. Proverbs 6 says, Proverbs 6, 16 through 19 says, There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are abomination to him, haughty eyes, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, and false witness. Those are seven sins. I don't know anyone who says, oh, that doesn't apply to us anymore.
同样的在箴言第六章里头有讲到，耶和华所恨恶的有六样，连他心所憎恶的有七样，就是高傲的眼，撒谎的舌，流无辜人血的手，图谋恶计的心，飞跑行恶的脚，图谎言的假见证，六样耶和华所恨恶的。
Well, but then what about the lobster and the eagle?
那这些我们讲的这个龙虾跟这个秃鹰怎么解释呢？
Well, that's actually a different word that we find in Leviticus.
那我们可以发现，其实在利未记里头它是不同的字的。
And this is where knowing a little bit of Hebrew can help.
这就为什么如果懂一点希伯来文就可以帮我们了解。
Because the Hebrew word is actually sheketz. That's a different Hebrew word, and that's not as strong of a word as abomination or toava.
在这里，如果用希伯来文来看，它用的那个字，并不是像这个toava 这么严厉。
And besides, we know in the New Testament that Jesus coming fulfilled the food laws.
那我们。同时读了新约就了解耶稣来都把这些讲这些食物的规条都已经成全了，我们不用再。
Jesus says what goes, it's not what goes into a mouth what defiles a man, it's what comes out of a mouth that defiles a man.
这并不是我们吃下去的对我们有什么不好，而是说我们说出来的是比较重要的。
Paul also says that all food is clean.
保罗也说所有的食物都是清洁的。
And those, all those examples that we find in Leviticus 18, 19, and 20, well, those are not good comparisons. They're bad analogies.
所以我们发现他们这些论点，他们用这个利未记十八、十九章里头讲的这些，并不是一个很好的比喻。
Because we have to look at the penalty. What's the punishment?
而且我们必须看看他们这些讲的这些事的这个处罚是什么？
So for example, if a man in Israel in ancient times, if he touched his wife during her menstrual cycle, do any of you know what her penalty was?
那我们来看看，如果一个男人在女人行经不洁净的时候跟妻子同房，他的这个刑罚是什么呢？
Well, in Leviticus 15:24, it says that her penalty was being unclean for 7 days.
那利未记第十五章就讲到，他的刑罚就是有七天不洁净。
Or how about what's the penalty for mixing seed?
那如果你混着种子种地
，Well, you would throw out the crop.
你就把那个你的种出来的东西把它丢了就是了。
Or what if you mixed fabric?
如果你把不同的布料混在一起做衣服怎么办？
You would throw out the garment.
那你就把衣服丢了就是了。
Or how about what's the penalty for shaving your sideburn if you were an Israel man?
那如果你是以色列人，你不小心把这个两边的鬓把它剃了怎么办？什么是刑罚呢？
Well, you would be unclean until you grow it out.
那你就在它长出来之前都是不洁净的。
Or how about this is very important for us Chinese?
那接下来对我们中国人很重要的。
What's the penalty if you ate or touched shellfish?
那如果你吃了这些带壳的这个鱼。你的后果是什么呢？
Anyone know?
有人知道吗？
You're unclean till evening.
你就到傍晚都会不洁净。
So that could be why Chinese we have 宵夜。
那我们这就为什么我们中国人常常有宵夜了，就避开这个傍晚。
If you ate it late at night, it could be worthwhile for you.
所以你晚一点吃，可能就避开这个刑罚了。
So, but then, so it's all these unclean things, either unclean for 7 days, unclean till evening, throwing the crop out, you're unclean till you grow out your sideburns, but then what's the penalty for homosexual sex?
所以大家来看看，就是说这些吃这些啊，种这些啊，混在一起穿的衣服，这些的刑罚跟同性恋的刑罚有多大的不同呢？
What's the penalty for it?
你看大家猜猜看，同性恋的刑罚是什么？
Death.
是死亡。
So unclean.
所以是一个是不洁净。
Death.
跟死亡两个刑罚来比较。
So I can recover from being unclean for a few days or evening or 7 days. How about death?
那我几天就可以变成洁净了。
We see a big difference.
但死亡我们。
And of course I know that people are saying, so are you saying that we need to put gays and lesbians to death?
难道我们说我们应该把这个同性恋都把他处死吗？
Of course not, because vengeance belongs to the Lord.
那当然不是这么说了。
However, I do believe that the death penalty still stands.
但是我相信，对我来讲，我相信这个死的这个
还是存在的。 And why do I say that?
为什么我这么说呢？
Because in the New Testament, Paul says the wages of sin is death.
因为在罗马书里头保罗有提罪的工价乃是死。
So all of us deserve sin.
所以我们每个人都应该是死的。
None of us deserve not to sin because we, I mean, not to die because we've all sinned.
那因为我们每个人都是罪人，所以没有一个人能避免这个死亡。
And that is why today we still need a savior.
这就为什么今天我们还需要一个救主。
Just as 2,000 years ago they needed a savior, we, all of us, still today need a savior.
就为什么2000年前他们也需要一个救主，我们今天还是需要一个救主。
That's a message not just for people who are gay or lesbian.
这不是同性恋对同性恋的需要的救恩。
This is a message for everyone. We all need Jesus.
这是对每个人，我们都需要神耶稣基督的救恩。
So this is a passage, this is actually Leviticus 18:22, and I put this up there, it's the Hebrew, it might look like Greek, but it's actually Hebrew.
这是利未记十八章刚提到的那个希伯来文。
And you read Hebrew from right to left.
你是从右边读到左边。
Like Chinese, we read from right to left.
中文好像左边。
But we go up and down and up and down. My dad always said, you Westerners, you read like that. Chinese, we'd read like this.
他说我们西方人这么念，我们中文这么念。
So, but it's if you have your English Bibles, it says, "You shall not lie with a male as one lies with a female. It is an abomination."
这里讲到
that word, "it" is an abomination. Note that it doesn't say they are an abomination.
他说不可与男人苟合，像与女人一样，这本是可憎恶的。他说是他，这是不可与男人，不是指是指不是指那些人。
It says it is an abomination. It doesn't say they are an abomination. It doesn't say he is an abomination.
他并没有说他或者那个人是可憎恶的。
But it says it is an abomination.
他说这件事情是可憎恶的。
And the significance of that is we see here in this text that it's not saying that the person is an abomination.
我们从这经文可以看到，并不是在责备这个人。
But rather, it's the sin, it's their action that's an abomination.
而是讲到他们这个行为是可憎恶的。
So people who like to maybe I don't know, go to the gay pride parades and tell them, you are abomination.
那我们常常走到这个同性恋的游行，我们就说哦，你们是可憎恶的。
They're preaching heresy.
他们这样讲是不对的。
So actually, it's not the person that's an abomination. Our sin is an abomination to God.
他不是人是可憎恶，而是这个行为是可憎恶的。
So now also we go to other things in the New Old Testament. David and Jonathan. I don't know how many of you guys heard this before, but people say that David and Jonathan were lovers. Did you know that?
我们现在来看看旧约另外讲到大卫跟约拿单的故事。
And 2 Samuel says their love was more wonderful than that of women.
他们讲到大卫跟约拿单的他们两个人他们的我向你所发的爱情胜过女人的爱情。
And this is where I want to point something out in the Chinese translation.
这就是我为什么要提出来，我要提出来中文解释。
Because when I speak, do this in English, this doesn't come out. In Chinese, it says 爱情。
哦，中文讲到爱情，对。
When actually, honestly, you know, because I do a lot of Bible translation, technically, it shouldn't be 爱情, it should just be 爱, right?This adds to the confusion.
他说应该解释成爱而已，不是爱情。
So I mean, I know that this can be a little tricky because sometimes we don't realize that our Bibles, they're just translations. The accurate one is the Hebrew. The Hebrew is what's inspired.
他说,
as you all know, whenever we translate, there's something that can be lost in the translation.
他说希伯来文才是正确，因为这个中文也是从希伯来文翻译过来的。
And so the Hebrew word for love should not be translated as 爱情.
他说这希伯来文的这个爱应该就解释这个翻译成爱而不是爱情。
There's no sense of that in the Hebrew. It's just 爱.
在希伯来文里头就只是讲爱。
So, but then next it says, Jonathan, they became one spirit.
他说约拿单跟大卫的心深相契合。
Jonathan took off his robe and gave it to David.
这个约拿单从身上脱下外袍给了大卫。
They kissed each other.
他们两个亲嘴。
So they must have been lovers.
他们一定是爱人呢。
Don't we live in a hypersexualized world?
那我们是活在一个很纵欲的这个社会里头。
Why can't two people love each other without people thinking that they're having sex with one another?
他们两个男人的相爱并不一定要有性行为啊。
And of course, our Chinese culture doesn't help with that.
那我们中国人的文化比较不是这样的。
Because think about this, when two people say, 我爱你, automatically, what do you think?
人家说，如果你听到人家说我爱你，你马上听到的。
Right, I mean, in the English, we can say, I love you, and it's kind of, you know, that's a different type, but how many of you parents tell your children regularly, 我爱你?
有多少父母常常跟自己的小孩说我爱你?
Okay, good, well that's...
But
generally, I don't know, in my generation, I'm 40 years old, when you say that, 有一点肉麻, I mean, it's like, right? I mean, 我爱你, that's just, if you're just really dating or intimate, you know, husband and wife, not like, I love you like a brother, I love you like a parent.
在对我来讲,好像讲到这个,我爱你,有点觉得肉麻,这样子。
So, I think that, you know,Even in our Chinese culture, but love somehow has to have this sexual connotation.
在我们中国人的文化里头，好像讲到爱就有一点这个要性行为。
And just to say that their love was more wonderful than women, that also doesn't have to be sexual, because, I mean, all of us men, we should have love that's more wonderful than that of women, and that's our love for God and God's love for us.
所以其实在大卫跟约拿单讲说他们俩的爱非常奇妙胜过妇女的爱那这里并不一定意味着一定要有性关系啊
And that doesn't have to be sexual
不一定要有性的关系啊
Well how about Jonathan and David they became one
那讲到他们两个身相契合又怎么解释呢
Notice they didn't become one flesh
但要注意了他们是身相契合他们并没有说成为一体
They became one spirit
他们只是他们的心身相契合
And that's not a sexual term
那不是一个性的一个性行为的讲法
Also David and Jonathan they never mentioned in the Bible that they had sex never said that they knew each other or they have never laid with one another or they never shared a house with one another
在圣经里头从来也没听过大卫跟约拿单有在一起 同房啊，或一起睡觉，或者什么，都没有提过这些事。
And you know, it's such a stretch to think that David and Jonathan were gay.
实在是，如果要把他们讲成，他们是同性恋，实在是太过分了。
Because if you think about it, David's issue was not men.
但是大卫的问题并不是在男人呢。
Right, David's issue was women. Too many women. He couldn't have enough women.
大卫的问题主要是在女人呢，对不对？
I mean, how in the world does a man live with hundreds of wives and concubines? I mean, no wonder he lost his mind toward the end.
他有几百个这个妻跟妾，难怪他到年老的时候，他就是脑袋不清楚了。
And so, you know, David had hundreds of wives and concubines. Jonathan also had a wife, and he had children.
这个大卫有好多的妻跟妾，约拿单也有妻子。
So how about slavery? Oftentimes people say, well, the Bible is...wrong about slavery. It actually condones it, and it's wrong about slavery. The church has been wrong about slavery. It used to condone it and actually say it's okay, but we know that slavery is wrong, so therefore, if the Bible is wrong about slavery, so the Bible is also wrong about homosexuality.
三改派的常常也批评我们对这个奴隶的看法，他说我们是在纵容奴隶，圣经是错误的。他在同性恋上面也是错误的。
So, how do we respond to that?
那我们怎么回应这个批评呢？
Well, the Bible never condones modern slavery.
那我们要注意了，圣经从来没有宽容现代的奴隶制度。
Because modern slavery was only focused on one race of people, and there was no rights that slaves could have.
因为现代的奴隶制度通常只是讲说一个种族，而且那些奴隶通常没有权力做其他事情。
And we know that ancient slavery was not the same as modern slavery.
那我们知道古代的奴隶制度跟现代的奴隶制度是不同的。
Was there forms of bad slavery? Of course there were.
那也许古代也有不好的。
But there was forms of slavery that allowed for freedom.
那以前的这个奴隶制度呢，常常有很多的自由。
In ancient times, there was not any welfare system.
在古代，它没有什么福利制度。
In ancient times, there was no bankruptcy.
也没有什么破产的制度。
So what was the safety net? Well, that safety net was slavery.
所以奴隶制度是一个很安全的一个保障。
Or a servanthood.
甚至于是一个仆人的制度。
And so people would actually, if they fell upon bad times, they would sell themselves voluntarily into slavery, and over time they could buy themselves out of slavery.
他们一个人在破产或是境遇不好的时候，他可以把自己卖成奴隶，然后等到他情况好一点，又把自己赎回来。
So what we need to talk about is involuntary slavery, or specifically slave trade.
所以我们这里必须提到的就是比较针对这个换卖这个奴隶来讲。
And specifically, the Bible has been critical about slave trade.
那圣经上是禁止奴隶买卖的。
And it is Exodus 21, that actually condemns slave trade.
在出埃及记第二十一章其实是批评这个，是骂这个。
And it gives it actually the death penalty for slave trade.
它禁止奴隶买卖，而且讲这样是死刑的，致死的。
So, let's now move on to the New Testament.
那我们现在来看看新约圣经。
So Jesus often is said, never mention homosexuality.
他说他们三改派的人讲说耶稣从来没有讲同性恋呢。
So, if Jesus didn't say anything about it, it wasn't a big deal to Jesus.
所以耶稣没讲，那对耶稣来讲就不是一个问题了。
Well, Jesus was silent about a lot of other things.
那我们的论点是说耶稣对很多事都没讲的。
Jesus never mentioned bestiality.
他对这个讲到与兽苟合的事没讲。
Jesus never said anything about incest.
耶稣也从来没提过乱伦的事。
So then we should also say, oh, Jesus didn't think bestiality and incest are a big deal, so therefore it shouldn't be a big deal for us today.
那他们也会讲，我们也不会这么说了，说耶稣没提这些事，这些就不重要。
Of course we wouldn't say that.
如果耶稣认为这个是，如果人认为这个是对，耶稣认为是不对，耶稣一定会提的。
And we see that there is a reason probably why Jesus was silent on these things.
耶稣不提这事也许是有道理的。
Because during that time, incest was not questioned. Everyone knew it was a sin.
因为在那时候,乱伦大家都知道是一个罪。
So why would Jesus need to reiterate that?
No, 耶稣就不用再申述了,不用再多说。
Everyone knew that incest, bestiality were all wrong, and there was not a question.
因为那时候人大家都知道,与兽狗和乱伦这种事都是罪,所以耶稣就不用说了嘛。
In addition, everyone knew during the first century, all the literature during the first century among Jews, they knew homosexuality was a sin as well.
同时在古代耶稣时代的犹太人里头,同性恋也是被社会一致反对的。
So Jesus didn't have to repeat it.
所以耶稣不需要重复。
But if Jesus did not think this was a sin, and I think he would have corrected this wrong teaching that he thought.
如果耶稣不认为这是罪的话,他一定会提出来这样子的教导的。
Because Jesus came to correct false teaching, such as the Sabbath, the false teaching around the Sabbath.
因为耶稣来,他就是改正一些人对不对的教导。
But he didn't say that.
但耶稣并没有提。
And even though Jesus was silent about homosexuality, he wasn't silent about sexuality.
虽然耶稣没有提到这个对同性恋的看法,但是耶稣有提到对性的这个看法。
Because in Mark chapter 10 and Matthew 19, Jesus actually affirms heterosexual marriage.
在马可福音里头耶稣其实讲到了与妻子,就是说这个婚姻是异性的关系。
In Mark chapter 10, he says, In the beginning, the Creator made them male and female, and the two shall become one flesh.
在马可福音十章里头讲到,第六节讲到,神起初创造时候造男造女。
And also in Matthew, Jesus says, if a man looks after a woman lustfully, he has committed adultery. So he's really raising the bar on sexual purity.
所以在马太福音里头也讲到,如果人就是说用眼睛看,就已经想到动了淫念了,其实就是犯奸淫了。
Obviously, Jesus wasn't somehow bringing sexual liberation. He was actually bringing a strong message of sexual purity.
所以耶稣其实提高了性纯洁的标准。
Then we also have this passage in Matthew chapter 19 where Jesus talks about eunuchs.
在马太福音19章里头有讲到这个阉的事情。
And it talks about how some eunuchs are born that way, some eunuchs were made eunuchs by men, and some eunuchs made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom.
这里在第十九章第十二节提到,因为有生来是阉人,也有被人阉的,并有为天国的缘故自阉的,这话谁能领受就可以领受。
So people will say, well, Jesus is talking about eunuchs, how some eunuchs are born that way.
所以有人就说,哦,有些人生来就是阉人呢?
And so, since some eunuchs are gay, therefore Jesus is saying that gays are born that way.
所以有些阉人就是同性恋啊,所以同性恋是天生的呀。
So this is a perfect example of bad logic.
所以这就是一个很好的例子,就是一个不好的例子,就是一个不好的这个逻辑。
Because a problem is not eunuchs, not all eunuchs are gay.
并不是所有的阉人都是同性恋。
And that Greek word for eunuch never is equated to a homosexual man.
而且阉人并不表示他们就是同性恋,在希腊文里头。
In addition, Jesus in Matthew 19, why was he talking about eunuchs? He was affirming singleness and celibacy.
这个马太福音十九章里头，耶稣上下文是肯定了一男一女的关系，而且和这个独身的事情，并不是讲到同性恋。So
if, let's just pretend, if Jesus was talking about homosexuality, then he would be calling these people to remain single and celibate.
如果耶稣真的是就假设耶稣是讲这个同性恋的话他一定会叫这些人守独身
So then in Romans 1 chapter 1 these are the passages where Paul talks about homosexuality
在罗马书一章里头保罗提到一些同性恋的经文
In Romans 1 verse 26 and 27 says this
在罗马书一章二六到二十七节
Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received themselves the due penalty for their perversion.
罗马书一章二十六节，因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处，男人也是如此，弃了女人顺性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受这妄为当得的报应。
So these are actually, these two verses are the only two verses that talk about women and women having sex.
这是在圣经里头唯一讲到女同性恋的经文。
But the kind of most of the controversy rests upon how do we understand natural and unnatural.
但是很多的这个争论就来了，到我们怎么样来这个解释这个是天性还是这个叫做这个逆性。
So.Those who hold, we hold to a traditional view, we say unnatural is homosexual sex.
那我们传统的观念就是看逆性指的就是同性恋。
So how do people who don't hold to a traditional view understand this?
那对于那个三改派的观点，他们是怎么来解释逆性呢？
So they say unnatural means people that are going against their natural orientation.
所以他们就解释说逆性的意思就是指他违背一个人的性倾向
This is the most common reinterpretation that we find in liberal denominations
这是我们在现今 这个自由派里头最大的这个他们最大的这个论点
In my seminary work as I began reading from other theologians and Bible scholars who were from mainline denominations this is the prevalentprevailing interpretation that people will take for Romans 1.
这是在我所读的这个在神学里头读的主流派的这个就是最重要的一个经文他们会来解释这个
So people will say what's natural is or what is unnatural and what Paul is talking about is when a heterosexual man has homosexual sex because that's unnatural to him.
那他们讲逆性对逆性的解释就是说如果是一个异性恋的人，他们去做同性恋的事，这就表示逆性。
Or another thing that people will sometimes say is, well, Romans 1, 18 through 25 is talking about idolatry.
那有些人讲说，哎，罗马书一章里头讲到的是偶像神庙的行淫的仪式。
That people, they began worshiping the creature rather than the creator.
人开始对偶像来敬拜，而不是对我们的创造者来敬拜。
So they say, so if it's talking about idolatry here, so Romans 1, 26 and 27 is also talking about idolatry. So what's unnatural is again having sex in the pagan idol temples.
所以这里讲到就是说，既然是讲到偶像神庙的行淫仪式，所以逆性的意思就是在庙里头做这个性行为。
So how do we understand this, natural and unnatural?
所以我们对顺性跟逆性怎么来解释呢?
Well, Paul, when he's talking about in Romans 1, 18 through 32, he's using a lot of terms that we find in Genesis, in the creation narrative.
那我们发现保罗在罗马书一章十八到三十二节，其实他讲的跟创世纪一到三章讲的有点类似。
So therefore, what is natural and unnatural is related to creation and the created order.
所以有关于这个顺性跟逆性，完全就是要看神是怎么创造的。
And actually, the two words male and female that Paul uses here in Romans 1 is very unusual.
所以特别保罗在这里用讲到的这个男性跟女性是很不平常的。
Because in the Greek, there's actually another word that people usually word for man and woman.
在希伯来文里头，对男人跟女人其实有不同的字的。
Like the word for man in Greek is anthropos, where we get anthropology.
所以男人其实是 anthropos, anthropology.
And that's the usual term that people will use for man and woman. But here, it's the word for male and female.
那是人家会用那种字眼，可是在保罗在这用的是男性、女性。
And the only time that we find those two words, male and female, in the New Testament is when Jesus says, "In the beginning, the Creator made them male and female." Didn't say man and woman; he created them male and female. And also, so that happens twice in Mark 10 and Matthew 19, and also Paul says the same thing in Ephesians.The Creator made them male and female.
在圣经里头唯一几处提到的很特别的就是神创造男人跟女人就是用这个字。
So I think that's very significant. For Paul, he's going back to creation and saying that is what is natural and unnatural.
所以这里很重要，保罗这里提到顺性，指的他回到创造，讲到男性、女性。
And other writers around the time of Paul also used the kind of theme of natural and unnatural to refer to homosexual sex.
在保罗同时代一些其他的作家同时也用到这个顺性逆性讲到这个同性恋。
So for example, Plato wrote several hundred years before Paul used natural and unnatural to talk about homosexuality.
柏拉图就在保罗之前的柏拉图就用这个顺性逆性来提到同性恋。
And also Philo and Josephus, these were two Jewish historians who lived right around the same time as Paul, used natural and unnatural to talk about homosexuality.
还有腓罗跟约瑟夫都是引用逆性来跟顺性，而且讲逆性指的就是同性恋。
So it's very, very, very unlikely that Paul was talking about natural meaning going or unnatural meaning going against your natural orientations. That is, there's just very, very evidence for that.
所以保罗这里绝对不是在讲说这里是违背一个人的性倾向。
Well, then how about the idolatry?
那对这个偶像这个敬拜怎么回事呢？
That also is very unlikely because we have the passage here about women and women having sex.
这里绝对不是讲到偶像的事情，因为我们这里是有看到女人跟女人有这个关系。
Because in these pagan fertility rites, we have no evidence that women and women were having sex.
因为我们知道在那些假这外邦的这个庙的里面，绝对不可能有女人跟女人的这个关系的。
And so this is the last group of passages is 1 Corinthians and 1 Timothy.
最后我们要讲到的是在哥林多前书跟提摩太前书。
And so this is the passage that mentions one word that's in the Greek is arsenikoitai.
这里有提到了一个字叫做 arsenikoitai.
And there's a lot of debate about what this word means.
很多人对这个字有这个争议。
The reason is because before the New Testament,No one used this word before. We don't have any evidence of any manuscripts that have this word in it.
因为这个在以前没有人这样用过的。
So most people think that Paul created this word.
很多人就想保罗自己创造了这个字。
So if Paul created this word, well, there was no word before. So what does this word mean?
那保罗创造这个字，以前也没这个字，那这字到底什么意思呢？
And this is where people who hold to a revisionist view say this isn't talking about homosexuality, it's talking about pedophilia.
那他们这些三改派的就说，这个字的意思是讲到这个 pedophilia 是指卵童恋，恋童的。
Because in the Greco-Roman period, pedophilia was accepted.
因为在那时候，你恋童这种是这种癖好是允许的。
I mean, in the Greco-Roman period, they were doing a lot of things that was pretty crazy, that we wouldn't accept today.
在那个罗马帝国那个时代，他们这种做很多这种恋童的事，在今天是不被接受的。
Or some people will say, okay, well, that word of Senecoita, that's talking about, again, pagan idol worship, or having sex with male temple prostitutes.
那他们很多人甚至解释保罗这个字讲的就是还是一样讲偶像神庙中的 奸淫的事情。
Well, Paul wasn't pulling this word out of nowhere.
但是我这里要强调是保罗不是随随便便就把这个字就创造出来的。
If you were I think that's my alarm. In my bag there. That's for my medicine. The top part. Oh, I'm sorry. No. So if you were a if you were a Jew during the first century, you would read the Bible a lot.
如果你是在一世纪的犹太人，你会读很多圣经的。
And you didn't have the New Testament back then for Christians.
你那时候还没有新约。
So the only Bible that they would read was the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament.
所以他们读很多旧约。
Well, many people, they didn't know Hebrew well. Many of them, they knew Greek very well.
很多人他对希伯来文不太懂，但是他们懂希腊文。
And so the Hebrew Bible was translated into Greek.
所以希伯来文就圣经就翻译成这个希腊文圣经。
And so the Greek Old Testament was something that was basically the Bible for first century Jews and early Christians.
所以这个希伯来文的圣经对当时就是给那些对他们来讲就是当时的圣经。
So Paul took two words from the Greek Old Testament.
所以保罗拿了在旧约圣经里头拿了两个字出来。
And the Greek Old Testament is also called the Septuagint.
那这个以前的那个圣经，希腊文的圣经又讲七十译本。
And that Septuagint is abbreviated as LXX, which is the Roman numeral for 70.
那就是希腊文的七十的意思。
And so Paul takes two words from Leviticus 20:13. Remember that was a verse that we looked at earlier.
保罗从这个利未记里头二十章里头拿了两个字。
And it's the word male, and it's the word bed or laying down.
他拿了两个字，这两个字就是男性跟床。
Or either bed or laying down.
是，或者是床，或者是睡下来。
So this is talking about men shall not lie with other men.
这里是讲到男人不能跟男人睡在一起。
And Paul takes those two words and puts them together.
然后保罗把这两个字把它抽出来，把它凑成了一个字。
So remember we started talking about how do we know what are the things that we follow in the Old Testament?
那我们讲到就是说我们旧约里头遵循什么事呢？
Well, one simple rule is if we see it repeated in the New Testament.
一个很简单的这个原则就是，如果我们发现他们在新约里头重复出现的话，
well, then the New Testament affirms what's taught in the Old Testament.
那新约里头就是在肯定旧约所教导的。
And so we see here Paul creating a word by pulling it out of the Old Testament, and he is thus affirming the Old Testament teaching on homosexuality.
所以这里我们就可以发现保罗把旧约的两个字给他提出来，而且在新约里头讲，就是再次肯定旧约对同性恋的教导。
In addition, there's a word, it's not most likely not talking about pedophilia because there's a Greek word for that.
同样 有个字讲到是恋童癖这个字。
And there are also Greek words for male temple prostitutes.
而且在希腊文里头也有特别的字来表示神庙的男妓。
So overall, I know that this was a lot of information.
我知道今天给大家很多的信息。
But I think it's great that we ended here on 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10.
但是我想今天在停在这个哥林多前书第六章。
And verse 9 and 10 says, Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?
第九节第十节里头第九节提到你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？
And then it lists 10 sins.
然后他列出了十种这个罪。
And in those 10 sins are two words. One of those words is arsenikoitai.
他们这个十个罪里头 yeah, 这就是
one of those words is arsenikoitai.
有一个字就是这个保罗凑出来的这个字 arsenokoita。
And another word that those two words focus on homosexuality.
然后其他的两个字就是主要讲同性恋。
But Paul doesn't just stop there with all those sins.
但保罗不是就停在那儿讲这个罪。
And sometimes as Christians, when we talk to people who don't know Jesus, all we do is point out their sins, and we stop there.
那我们常常就是指出别人的罪来。
But as we see here in this passage, Paul didn't stop there.
但是我们可以看到这个经文里头讲到，保罗讲到罪，并没有就停在罪。
He goes on to say here in verse 11.
然后他在第十一节里头提到。
He says, such were some of you, past tense. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of our God.
他说你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净成圣称义了。
So as you see, even in the Corinthian church, there were people who had been giving in to all these sins. There were people who were having homosexuals, but it says such were some of you.
对，大家可以发现在哥林多前书里头讲到，这些人好多的罪在当时发生，而且有同性恋的倾向。但是保罗这里讲说，这些都是你们从前是这样子的。
But you were washed, you were sanctified, and you were justified. That's the good news.
但是主要是你们今天已经被洗净、成圣，而且称义了，这就是我们的好消息。
And so I hope that as you interact with your friends and loved ones who are gay, that we have to bring them that good news. Such were some of you.
所以我们对我们的同性恋的朋友，我们要带给他们的就是这个好消息，你过去是这样子的。
Because what changes people is the gospel.
能够改变人的就是我们这个好消息。
What changes people is the good news, and this is good news.
那改变人的好消息就是这个就是好消息。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this day.
天父，我们感谢你。
We thank you for the good news.
我们谢谢你的好消息。
We thank you for Jesus.
我们谢谢耶稣基督。
Help us, Lord, to bring the gospel and the good news to those who need to know you.
那我们把好消息带给需要的人。
Might our heart break for those in the gay community.
我的心为那些同性恋的人心碎。
Might our heart break for those who don't know you yet.
我的心为那些还没有认识你的人来心碎。
And Father, might we not bring arguments, but help us to point them to you.
那我们不要跟他们有争论，那我们把他们带到你的面前。
God, we love you.
我们爱你。
We praise you.
我们赞美你。
And we ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样祷告，是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。谢谢。
Amen. Amen.